I know with all of this incredible amount of work that you've done, you've also raised a family. Can you explain how you've done that to us?
Well, it was really because of the family. I was working as a viola player before I had my first baby, and then I just found that the touring and being out in the evenings and things just didn't work for me with a baby, and then my viola was stolen, and so those things kind of came together, and I just thought, no, this is the moment when I'm meant to be really composing. I always knew I was going to do it in the end, but this seemed to be the moment. We moved to Scotland at that point. And I then found that I couldn't just compose with babies around. I very quickly had two. And so I got a childminder for 4 hours a day. And that was amazing. It was such a good discipline because I was paying for the time, so I had to use
Oh,
it.
wonderful.
And I found it just the best possible discipline. And I've actually found it more difficult now that I've the three children are, well, two of them are at university now and one's at high school, and I find it more difficult to organize my time because the little one comes home from school and I sort of I'm all ready to stop and look after her, and she's out the door before I can turn around, you know. So I think, oh well, I could do some more work, I suppose. So I very often start the day thinking, well, you know, it doesn't matter. I can just start in my own time because I've got the whole day and I've probably got the whole evening. And of course, that's the one day when she needs to be taken somewhere. Or, so the discipline has sort of gone at the moment, and I find it very difficult to get back into a routine. It's such a big change. The boys left home in September, and they're studying music, and so it's just me and my daughter, and that is quite strange. But I'm getting back into it. I used to work in a summer house at the bottom of the garden, but I felt it was a bit unfriendly when there's just two of us in the house. I didn't want to go down there, so I'm now working in the loft, and that seems to be very good. And I'm gradually finding my routine. The thing is, when things change in your life, then your whole working process is disrupted. It really, in a strange way, it messes with your head, and somehow all the things that were settled are unsettled, so you have to rediscover yourself, I think.
Do you work at the piano, at a synthesizer, or at a computer? What do you
I
do?
start with making notes on paper, and then I go fairly soon, I go into a computer program, which saves me an awful lot of time. I haven't really changed my system since I started using that. Just after my second viola concerto, so that was 2002, 2003, that kind of time I taught myself to use the software. And I just found it makes it much faster to work in the way that I worked anyway. But it saves me a lot of time, so I can actually write a lot more music.
Well, Sally Beamish, it's been wonderful to talk to you, and we thank you very much for coming into the light and talking to us.
Thank you, it's been lovely to meet you.